more than 500,000 Americans undergo coronary bypass surgery every year. The operation has increased the length and quality of life for millions. But NPR's Richard Knox reports there's new evidence that many bypass patients pay a long-term price of brain damage.
Many people may not realize it, but heart surgeons know that many bypass patients experience mental confusion and fogginess in the weeks and months after surgery.
I think we've known for a long time that cognitive dysfunction occurs in a percentage of patients after surgery. And I think the question was, what were the implications related to this, what some people consider transient deficit?
Dr. Mark Newman of Duke University led one of two new studies that have explored those long-term implications. The Duke results appear this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. Another study from Johns Hopkins University is due out this spring. Both have found, to the researchers' surprise, that a significant percentage of bypass patients have mental problems years after the operation.
About half the patients are at risk for having problems with their memory, attention and concentration, potentially manual dexterity in the period after cardiac surgery. A lot of that may get better, but those people that have that dysfunction are at increased risk for long-term deterioration in those same areas of function, their memory, attention, and concentration.
The reason many are surprised is that mental symptoms do improve in the 6 months after surgery, but patients often get worse again with time. The Duke researchers followed nearly 200 bypass patients. By the five-year mark, 42% of them scored significantly worse on mental tests than before the operation. Newman says their scores declined at least 20%.
That may be similar to you going, say, from a dexterity standpoint, from you going from your dominant to your non-dominant hand, or if it's related to memory and speed, would be going, say, from a 40-year-old to a 60-year-old.
Some patients have difficulty getting from one place to another, even along familiar routes. Others who are fluent have trouble finding words or balancing the checkbook.
People feel like that they're just not the same person anymore.
Maura Grega is a cardiac research nurse at Johns Hopkins.
Some people get very frustrated that they can't, you know, get over this in a reasonable amount of time, in their opinion.
Grega says sometimes families are more likely to notice problems.
We ask people when they come back to see us as part of our projects, is there anything that's different or is there anything that's changed? And a lot of times people will say, well, do you want my opinion or do you want to talk to my spouse? They'd give you a very different answer.
Researchers don't know what's causing long-term mental problems. They know bypass surgery can cause microscopic debris from arteries to break free and lodge in tiny brain vessels. And it can cause temporary drops in blood pressure that might damage the brain. But why effects from this damage would disappear and then recur years later is a mystery. One factor may be a trend toward operating on older and sicker patients. Ola Selnes is a Johns Hopkins researcher who's studying the problem.
Older age, hypertension, previous stroke, and diabetes are all risk factors. And if you have one, you're probably going to be okay after the surgery. If you have two, your risk go up a little bit. But if you have all of those factors, then I think the risk is actually fairly substantial that you may have some type of cognitive change.
The new findings put surgeons and patients in a difficult position. Someday there may be drugs to protect the brain. Meanwhile, Selnes says some older patients may want to consider drug treatments for their heart disease or artery-clearing angioplasty instead of open-heart surgery. Many hope one solution for some patients is a new technique in which surgeons operate on the beating heart instead of halting it and hooking patients up to a heart-lung machine. But studies on whether this prevents brain damage are preliminary and conflicting. Selnes says the problem deserves more attention.
It's 120,000 people who potentially have been left with some decline in their cognitive abilities.
Meanwhile, he says, candidates for heart surgery should be warned about the new findings, and surgeons should assess individual patients' risk before operating. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.